In this episode, I interview Dr. Abibao Yohannes, who's been teaching physical therapy for over 20 years. He got his undergrad in Africa and then moved to England to work on his further education, getting his master's and doctorate there, and then moving to the States to learn how to teach. He's been a professor here at Azusa Pacific for just under a year, and he's loving it. In this episode, he talks about his teaching styles, what got him through his learning, and his specific points of emphasis in the physical therapy field. Let's get into it. So, what is your career title? You're a professor here at APU.
Yes, I am.
And you teach physical therapy
in the
DPT program?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your work history? What have you done before this job?
Well, before you become a professor in any university, during my time, you have to have first physical therapy clinical practice, at least for 5 years. And then after that, I did a teacher training course to be a physical therapy lecturer that time. I think that's what the word we use, or here in the U.S., professorship. And then after that, then I did a master's degree, and then I did a PhD, and also I've been involved most part of my life, doing research as well. So, which is gives me over 20 years experience in this area.
Okay. So what credentials or certifications do you have? What school did you graduate from?
Well, I graduated from the University of Manchester.
Okay. In England?
In England, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I did a master's degree and a PhD as well, and as well as a teacher training course.
Okay. So you're officially a doctor?
Yes.
Yeah. Of physical therapy?
Yeah.
That's cool. So how many years did it take you before you were licensed to become a professor?
Well, it depends, how you look at it. First of all, you may have to do a clinical work, again, just to get some experience, what it's like to work in a clinical field. And then once you have that experience, at least 5 years, and then you would be able to apply, for school, where your interest is. So that's what I did in my case. And that gave me a grounding knowledge, which means to work as a physical therapist, and then as well as, to apply some of the skills that I have learned in my teaching as well. So that has been like my basis. But, for some others, maybe they may have been a clinician for 10 years, 15 years, maybe mine is maybe the shortest, but for other people may have gone a bit further. But personally, I was interested in the teaching aspect of it. That's why I started early in my career to apply. And then, of course, you don't become just a professor, you become, first of all, an assistant, then you have an associate, and then you become a full. So, all of this have got their own stages.
Yeah.
So there's no like a definite to say that even after so many years you would be, because it depends also when you become a lecturer, because maybe the APU's professorship is different than other places, but in other places that you have to also show that you have active leadership and in the respiratory field, what my interest is, and then you have to do publications, quite a lot, not just only one or two or three or four, quite you have to publish quite a lot. And then after that, then you have to have also an international figure to be on your own renowned expert in the area of your interest as well. All this been looked at to become a full professor. So it's a long process.
That's cool. How long was your schooling to become a physical therapist?
Well, my initial was nearly four years, and okay. Then after that, then I did a master's degree. Because it took another 3 years, because I did it part-time basis, and then I did another I don't know, 7-8 years.
For your PhD?
Yeah, and so forth, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So you mentioned that respiratory is kind of your specific area of expertise. So yeah. What kind of experience do you have in that? Have you done studies and stuff on that, or what does that look like for you?
Yeah, no, for me, yes, that's what an area where I have specialties that I had, and I have developed an interest in respiratory disease, specifically chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in old age. So people who have had what they call it chronic asthma or chronic bronchitis, or we call it emphysema, that's just affecting especially the older people. So yeah, that's what area of my interest. You know, well, I published over 100 articles, and
yeah,
so it's been an interesting area for me.
That's cool. What do you enjoy most about the respiratory field and the respiratory area of physical therapy that made you want to get into it?
Well, the reason why I am interested in respiratory diseases is it is a disease very often stigmatized, because most of the people who develop chronic lung disease, they are either smokers or ex-smokers. So for that reason, people always think that it is your own fault. It is self-inflicted, almost, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a little public sympathy very often that you see. And my area of interest, why that is because I see that, you know, somebody who has to fight every day for their own breath, you know, with which you and I take it for granted, is make a big difference. When they have a chronic cough, or what we call it, a phlegm, then, you know, just helping them to get rid of that, it makes a big difference for them as well. So that gives me some kind of encouragement, you know, to think of that, you know, how you could make a difference in that individual lives, and then how you know, help them to get better, and how to manage their own anxieties, fears, and when they feel low, just get that encouragement, and then how that makes a difference in an individual's life as well.
Why did you want a physical therapist in the first place?
Well, you know, okay, that's a good question. In general, I see the human being aspect of it. That, you know, I had a great passion to help other people, not just only being a Christian. Also, it's just maybe the way I thought about it at the time is maybe that how I could be able to share my faith to other people. So that's been like a powerful behind force for me, you know, to be involved in that field, whereby, you know, you spend a great deal of time with the patients. You know, sometimes you spend, you know, 30 minutes to an hour with the patient, and you find out about their physical needs. So then you also talk about, you know, their psychological needs, and then also I see it also valuable for some spiritual needs as well. So it just gives me an opportunity, you know, to share the word of God with others as well. So that's why I love physiotherapy. And then the other things as well is, it's not just only you can be a therapist, you can be a researcher, you can be an educator as well. So it has a great possibilities where you would be able to spend the rest of the career. It depends how you want to take it and how far you want to develop it. So of course, like any other career, that it needs encouragement and then also hard work as well. So if you are involved, you know, if you want to carry on as a professor, of course, then you have to publish and do research and so forth. So that is one of my passions, you know, the respiratory field. So which, I mean, long time ago was not an area which was not well investigated. Now, you know, we have a lot of researchers, but still there is an area further work that is needed.
That's cool that you're interested in the humanities aspect of it, and just helping other people, because I feel like that's a lot of what I want to do in mm-hmm. studying physical therapy is just to be able to help people mm-hmm. in their physical needs and also spiritually and emotionally as mm-hmm. as a whole person. So that's really cool. And obviously, part of fast serving has now become being a professor for you, and you get to serve the next generation and help them, raise them up to become physical therapists who can serve other people, kind of what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. So what has been the best part and the worst part of teaching here at APU so far for you? What do you enjoy most and what is hardest?
That's quite interesting. Yeah, I mean, the hardest bit I can remember is more than when it was in the early days. Yeah, maybe now. So there are still challenges. The enjoyable aspect of it, that spending time with students, you know, sharing and, you know, having the great laughs I had. And
yeah.
That's quite an encouragement of that. The hardest bits of teaching in general for me was, I think, not in APU, but when I was working in England, more of the marking and all the assessment that we need to do.
Yeah.
It's just so hard work. I remember that, you know, I think in APU we don't do much of, the tests are more geared to multiple choice, which I like. so you don't have to worry about it. But in England, we have to do a lot of marking where we have to read essays and mm-hmm. giving that feedback. As I used to find it hard work.
Yeah.
But apart from that, of course, there are challenges like any other jobs, and that needs. But what makes my job very interesting for me, that is, you know, when I'm not only just teaching, I'm also a researcher. So when I just produce an article, even though maybe the 99% of the time was be hard work, but when that paper has just been accepted and published and just contributing to the body of knowledge, you know, for other people to use it, that gives me great excitement. So I think that, and then also that, you know, whatever I have produced also shared with my students as well.
Yeah.
So I guess not just only that being a consumer from other people, but I'm just being a producer to help others as well.
That's
so
cool.
Being involved in that gives me great encouragement.
Yeah. It's really valuable that you're a professor and I'm a student. And so my last question is, what advice would you have for a kinesiology student like me who wants to become a physical therapy down the road? Just what can I do now to better my chances and just learn well?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, first of all, this is more, you know, like as me, you know, like it's a lifetime commitment. That's what I decided, you know, that's where I want to go to field. So just maybe think about, you know, this is an area where I want to be involved, or it's just like, you know, because kinesiology is the only option out is physical therapy. But, you know, you need to be really convinced with yourself that is in an area where you want to explore. I just encourage you, first of all, just to go and see in actual practice, you know, where a physical therapist treating patients, just to see what they do and how they do it, and maybe just even ask questions, you know, why certain technique that they use and so forth, so that you'll have a greater insight.
Mm.
You know, if that interest still develops, still that is your keen interest, if you have that passion, then I think that you are on the right track. But if that's not the case, or being pushed by somebody else like me who are enthusiasts, but not, you know, that your own interest, that will make it quite harder in the future. So what I would advise you, of course, and first to do a good job, you know what you are doing in studying the kinesiology, because it's getting competitive, and we always look at, you know, high grades. So I think it's good to get good grades, you know, as much as you can, and as well as to study, and then explore the opportunities if that is an area where you want to be. So maybe pray about it as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will help.
Yeah.
And then I wish you all the best. If that's an area you want to explore.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, you could come to the open days and also finding out, you know, what we offer within the university and what kind of things that we do. That's always a good idea as well. It's not only just at the APU, you can also explore other areas as well, or other universities as well. And that way then you have a broader perspective. So definitely, being here at APU for a professor, then of course I would encourage you to be you know, applying into our departments in the future. But we know one of the strengths that we have is, you know, we are working in the different fields and it needs making it the physical therapy training more exciting, interesting. You know, we have iPad, even students don't have to use. Then the days of writing on a paper is gone.
Yeah.
So what you need is an iPad into your hands actually to do whatever you need to do. So it's, I find it very exciting and still, you know, after so many years being in the field and still productive and still enjoy.
So thank you for agreeing to meet with me and answering my questions. So it's really helpful.
Well, yeah, well, hopefully that's good. It's hopefully that will, you know, just to give you some ideas, I think.